The following is a special presentation of Tony Curry Radio.
Good morning, my brothers and sisters. I hope you're having a fantastic Friday. I hope you have great plans for the weekend. More college football down here in the South, wherever you're watching the Tony Curry Facebook page. Make sure you download that TKR app. I'm always going to say that because I'm doing you a favor, man. It's killer. Great classic rock and roll. We have shows that start at 9 o'clock in the morning and go all the way to 8 o'clock every Monday through Friday. Great shows. The TKR app on Apple, Tony Curry Radio on Android. Get the app. You'll be helping me out. We have over 100,000 downloads. It's fantastic. And, of course, you can also search the Tony Curry Radio podcast platform. That's Curry with a K, K-U-R-R-E. Tony Curry Radio podcast, and listen to over 1,000 episodes. We got some really cool stuff coming up in the next couple of weeks that we're excited about. Brandon Austin Morris, good morning to you, my friend. I always go through some birthdays if I see something kind of interesting. Leonardo DiCaprio's having a birthday today. Demi Moore turned 60. And also a guy that a lot of people probably don't know about, and because I've been in the rock and roll business since 1982, and I'm in the licensing business too, because when you have an app with a radio station, you have to pay licensing fees to the songwriter, to the song maker, to the producer and everything else. Robert Mutt Lang has a birthday today. Probably the most influential part, should be in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, the most influential part of music as we know it, and probably the one guy that you don't know. Robert was married to Shania Twain. No one knew who the hell this guy was until he was married to Shania Twain. Then he ended up messing around with their nanny or something. I don't know. But anyway, Robert Mutt Lang is one of the, if not the greatest producer of music and songwriting in the history of rock and roll. That's my opinion. He has produced Shania Twain, AC/DC, Huey Lewis, the Boomtown Rats. He's done a lot of Def Leppard stuff, Foreigner, The Cars, Michael Bolton, Lady Gaga, Celine Dion, Britney Spears. I mean, the guy's just Michael Wallace. Good morning to you. The guy's absolutely amazing. And what's amazing is you know, normally you have producers that do heavy metal type of stuff or classic rock type of stuff or soft rock. He's done it all, man. I mean, he's done everything from country, the genre of country. He's done gospel music. He's done classic rock. He's done AC/DC. And almost everything, if you pull up any of your old albums or CDs and look in the back and look at executive producer, and you see Robert Mutt Lang on there, you know it's going to be killer. It's going to be great. And listen, the guys can get in the studio and play their balls off, and if it's not mixed well, man, it's not produced well, it doesn't sell. It doesn't do well. Several people, even from Van Halen recently, came out and said that, you know, some of their music wasn't as good as they thought it was, and then when it was produced by Robert Mutt Lang, it was, like, unbelievably successful. So, happy birthday to Robert Mutt Lang. Hey, real quick, today is Veterans Day. I've got a guy, who's a dear friend of mine named Ron, who lives next door. He's a Vietnam vet. His lovely bride, Christy, is one of the best neighbors a guy could have. She's a colonel, they're just wonderful people, and they're in the service industry. I remember when I was 14 or 15, my dad was always in the service industry. He distributed newspapers, threw newspapers out the windows. I always wondered why his right arm was bigger than his left, because he had to throw farther. But he did it for nearly 40 years, and he's always like, you know, your first job's going to be in the service industry. And I said, why is that? He goes, because you need to be of service of others. And so on this Veterans Day, and to all the veterans out there, we cannot thank you enough for your service in protecting this wonderful country we have and keeping us safe on a daily basis. We love you, and we thank you for it, and certainly all the former veterans and the people who obviously lost their life through their service. But this is a great day to not only thank those service members, and I'll go out of my way. You don't have to be in uniform, man. I will thank you so much for everything you do. And that goes for police officers, firefighters, first responders as well. But on this Veterans Day, I would challenge you to be of service to someone else in your life. And, you know, service is an interesting booger bear. It's not always doing things for other people. It's sometimes doing the right thing so other people see what you're doing. We always say it's not what you do around other people. It's what you do when you're alone. And just to be in the service industry, and I say industry, to be of service as others is what it's all about. I mean, it's in the first two commandments, right? Love your neighbor, love your enemies, and help others. We're here for two reasons, to love each other and to help each other. I am of the minority, it appears. This whole world is falling apart. People hate each other. We're polarized. We went through these midterms and all this crap. I'm of the belief that there are millions and millions and billions and billions of people out there that know what they're doing and that they're right and they're in the service industry and they service others. I don't think this world's falling apart. I don't think this country's falling apart. I don't think people hate each other as much as we think. We see it. We hear it. We read it. It's hard to get away from it because of social media. I see the good in people. I see all the people that are willing to help. Let me tell you something now. The last 2 or 3 years of my life have been the most difficult years of my life, period. It's been unbelievable. I was just shooting through 15 more years. I'm retired. I'm going to the beach, and I'm good to go. I could not have made it over the last 2 or 3 years without some great friends and some resources that were made available to me because people helped me. People have been servicing me as well. I could not do it on my own. I could not do it alone. And I want to thank all those people. You know who you are, and greatly appreciate everyone who's helped me out. And again, you know, you got to pay it forward, man. If you're a blessed individual, Al Cooper, good morning. If you're a blessed individual, we're all blessed in some ways. You know, it's not attitude, it's gratitude. Think about all the wonderful things you have, even on your worst day. It's not really that bad. Don't have a bad day, have a bad moment. But think about how you can service someone today. Start a new habit, start doing things for people. And again, you know, some people don't, they're introverted. Maybe they don't like to get out, but there's all kinds of different ways, whether it's texting someone, letting them know you're thinking about them, or telling them what a great job they do, or how much you love them. Think about the service industry. And with that, thanks again to all of our great veterans who obviously have dedicated their life to the service, not only of helping us retain our freedom in this country, but also keeping us safe every single day. We love you and we thank you for it. It's fantastic. That's great. Real quick, don't forget, coming up later on tonight, there's a great show down at WorkPlay. I talked to Tommy Williams yesterday. Cohen, his name, C-O-H-E-N. He was a songwriter, singer-songwriter, and producer. Probably knew Jeff Mutt Lang, Robert Lang, should I say. And Canadian songwriter, fantastic show. They're doing a wonderful show later on tonight. Doors open right around 7 o'clock. Show starts at 8 o'clock. You get down there early. Knock on the door at 4:30. They'll open you up. Go in there and have yourself a toddy. Get ready for a great weekend and check out WorkPlay and WorkPlay.com, the music and history of Cohen. It's going to be an unbelievable show. Get your tickets down there. And again, you go to these shows now, it's like $100, $150, $200. You get in the door down there for $25, $30, and you're having a hell of a great time at WorkPlay and WorkPlay.com. Check out their website. Great website to do great. And Al, I see you on there. What are you doing up so damn early, man? I thought you were off today. Coosa Valley Auto Sales, my good friends, and all my great sponsors who have helped me out over the years as well. We love you. We thank you. Service somebody today. Do some service work. Get out there and help some people. Think about it. And I greatly appreciate you. I love you, and I hope you have a fantastic weekend. Man, I got to share a quick story with you real quick. I have been super blessed that I got an opportunity to meet a lot of great celebrities and great rock and rollers, and I brought a lot of people on stage, and of course, you've heard a lot of my stories. One of the great, Sam Kennison was probably one of my favorite. I brought him on stage at Louisville, Kentucky. He was just exploding. He had just been on Johnny Carson. He was unbelievable, and I've got a great story. I don't know if I could share that story anymore on social media. But one guy that I met, it was probably 1991, 1992, and he came up on my show when I was doing Classic Rock 99.5. Gallagher was in town. Now, Gallagher was a comedian that crushed watermelons. Anybody's probably watching Facebook because of the age appropriateness of this social media platform knows all about Gallagher. I show Gallagher to my kids. They're like, who the heck is Gallagher? You know, and he was hilarious. My brothers love Gallagher. They're about 10, 15 years older than I am. And Gallagher was huge. I mean, he's a monster, man. He had Gallagher tapes. He went on tour everywhere. And they put plastic all over the crowd. It was unbelievable. He was hilarious. He's a really funny guy. So he passes away today at the age of 76. And man, it just ripped my heart out. So I'm on the air in 91, 92, and he's coming to town. I forget where he was playing, in town in Birmingham. And he came up to the studio, and we met, and super, super nice guy, super great guy. I think, you know, his crassness on stage. And of course, he was like one of the first political, if you will. He would slam on politicians. It was great. So I'm leaving about 7 o'clock, and I got a gig down at Dave's down in Southside. I don't know if Dave's is still there or not. Probably still is, right there on the corner. And I said, I'm going down to Dave's. They're going to be there in about half an hour. I said, you're welcome to come down and join me for the night. And I think he was in town either that night or the night after. And he said, sure, I'll meet you down there. No, and it's flipping Gallagher. Gallagher's not showing up at my bar gig down at Dave's down at Southside. Well, sure enough, about 8:30, man, he pulls up outside the bar, And he gets out, and I'm like, holy smokes, it's Gallagher. And he came in and hung out with us, and we had a bunch of listeners there, probably 60, 70, 80 people there. He hung out with us throughout the entire night. Guy Gregor, good morning to you, or good afternoon to you, Mike Peoples. And we just had a great time. And he was wondering if we had any type of signage or whatever because he was trying to sell tickets. And so he went out in the street out in Southside, and he said, can I get an old cardboard box? And I said, sure. So I get him a cardboard box, and he gets out, and he gets a marker, and he made this. He made this big sign that said, Free Me Gallagher, and stood out in the street, and holding the sign up trying to sell tickets. And it was the funniest thing, and he stood out there for like an hour. And so I brought him on stage, and then after the show, he's like, dude, let's go out and do something. And of course, I was kind of the man around town, and so we went out, and we stayed out all night. And what a great guy, man. What a funny guy. What hilarious. I mean, no one's ever done this type of comedy. I mean, you could say like Carrot Top. He's kind of a prop artist kind of guy. But, man, he was the beginning of prop artists, man. He was Carrot Top times 10 before Carrot Top was Carrot Top, dude. And he would be crushing watermelons. Oh, man, it was great. If you ever get a chance, go to YouTube or whatever and pull up Gallagher videos. They're hilarious. He was so good. And for the most part, kind of clean, kind of. But, man, that just rips my heart out. God love you, Gallagher, man. I had a great time spending with you and 76 years old. What a wonderful, blessed life you had. All right, rest in peace, Gallagher. I may crush me a watermelon tonight to celebrate his life. Mm-hmm. Have a great day.
This has been a special presentation of Tony Curry Radio.